Shalom, Australia. The Counter-Terrorism Bureau issued a rare statement on Friday night, underlining a recent travel warning calling on Israelis to avoid visiting Turkey and urging those currently there to leave as soon as possible. The statement said, following a situational assessment, we are reiterating and sharpening the high level of threat in Turkey. Real and immediate terror threats remain throughout the country. Israelis in Turkey were told to avoid crowded tourist areas, follow instructions of local authorities, and get out as soon as possible. The statement comes in the wake of the Pesach holidays, for which thousands of Israelis have booked to travel to Turkey. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Monday he was willing to meet with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas any day after the PA leader called for a meeting during an interview the previous week on Israeli television. Netanyahu also stressed that he had made the offer before and was standing by his invitation. There was no response to the offer from Ramallah, and Abbas will begin a series of overseas visits this coming week, culminating in an appearance before the UN Security Committee. High-profile entrepreneur Inbal Orr has had her company dismantled and faces jail after it was discovered that she had sold the same apartments off the plans to more than one buyer. There are great concerns that thousands of small investors who had trusted Orr will find themselves without compensation. The young developer had been a media favorite, but now finds herself, in her words, unable to look her daughters in the eye. A radio investigation revealed that Israeli hospitals routinely separate Jewish and Arab women in maternity wards, despite this being illegal. Only two major hospitals said that they would not respond positively to requests from women for separation. Beit Yehudi MK Betzalel Smotrich on Tuesday supported the separation of Arab and Jewish mothers in maternity wards, saying, "My wife is truly no racist, but after giving birth she wants to rest rather than have a hafla, a mass feast often accompanied by music and dancing like the Arabs have after their births." Party leader Naftali Bennett condemned the practice. The revelations led to calls for Health Minister Yaakov Litman to investigate the breach of the law and former Health Minister Yael German of Yesh Atid to admit that she had failed during her term in office to notice or remedy this phenomenon. The Israel Prisons Service Parole Board rejected on Wednesday a plea for the early release of former president and convicted rapist Moshe Katsav, after delaying the decision twice in the past week. His attorney said the decision would be appealed. After deliberating for over 2 hours, the board decided unanimously to turn down the request, noting that Katsav continues to deny that he is guilty of the crimes for which he has been convicted, and he only cares about his own condition and not that of his victims. Israel has launched its probe into companies and individuals exposed by the Panama Papers data leak to have holdings in offshore accounts. The Israel Tax Authority announced on Monday that it had opened the investigation after 600 Israeli companies and 850 Israeli shareholders were listed in documents leaked from Panamanian law firm Mossack Fonseca. Nine people were arrested on Monday on suspicion of smuggling meat into Israel from the West Bank and selling it to top Israeli restaurants. Officials confiscated 30 tons of meat, thousands of dollars in cash, and vehicles with secret compartments used in the scheme, which involved the cooperative efforts of Palestinian and Israeli smugglers. According to police, the meat originated in South America and was sent through the port of Haifa to a Palestinian importer, ostensibly for use in the areas of the West Bank governed by the Palestinian Authority. Instead, the meat was stored in a Palestinian town northeast of Jerusalem and smuggled back into Israel after the meat was repackaged with fake kashrut certification as well as fraudulent expiration dates and veterinary permits, and it was distributed to leading and renowned restaurants and stores. Israel's kindergarten and school students will soon see their burekas, schnitzels and pop replaced by fresh fruits, cheeses and whole wheat pasta after the Education Ministry announced a school nutrition reform program on Monday. The guidelines prohibit the selling or serving of sweet snacks and sugary or fatty food. Oscar-winning actress Helen Mirren has agreed to host the award ceremony of Israel's Genesis Prize in Jerusalem. Organizers of the award, known as the Jewish Nobel, announced the selection of Mirren on Wednesday. The $1 million prize is being awarded to Israeli-American violinist Yitzhak Perlman for his accomplishment as a musician, teacher, and advocate for the disabled. Stan Polovitz, the co-founder and chairman of the Genesis Prize Foundation, said, "Dame Mirren has been an outspoken supporter of Israel, and we look forward to the elegance and grace she will bring to the ceremony." Mirren, who is not Jewish, has visited Israel several times, including a stint as a volunteer on kibbutz in 1967. She has also been a vocal critic of pro-Palestinian activists who have called for a cultural boycott of Israel. In a statement, Mirren said she is honored and humbled to host the ceremony. "My connection to Israel and the Jewish people has truly been part of making me what I am today, and I am very excited to be returning to this great country." Two people have regained their eyesight after receiving the corneas of late former Mossad chief Meir Dagan, who died on March the 17th after a long battle with cancer. Avram Gian, 81, and an unnamed 70-year-old woman were the recipients of the corneas. The Israel Antiquities Authority announced on Tuesday that an ornate second temple period bronze incense shovel and bronze jug have been unearthed at the biblical site of Magdala on the shores of the Kinneret. The town is known traditionally by Christians as the birthplace of Mary Magdalene, and the archaeological park is owned and managed by the Catholic Legionnaire Order. Beach volleyball duo Sean Faiga and Ariel Hillman had two historic achievements on Monday, becoming the first Israeli team in the sport to vie for an Olympic spot and the first volleyball players to participate in competition in an Arab country. The pair won their first qualifying match against a Japanese team, beating their opponents by 2-0 at the Qatar Open, which took place in the capital, Doha. 15,000 people participated in the Gilboa March on Friday and Shabbat, celebrating the 50th year of the event. On Friday, hundreds of preschool children from the Gilboa Regional Council joined the march, in addition to thousands of other Israelis, as well as delegations from Germany, Austria, Lithuania, England, France, the Netherlands, and others. The march includes three different tracks: a family-friendly 6-kilometer track, a national 10-kilometer track, and the international track, which lasts 2 days and is 40 kilometers long. The Gilboa March on Friday also included a bike trip in which Jewish and Arab teenagers from the Gilboa communities rode alongside Palestinian teens from Nablus and Jenin. The event ended with a celebratory meal and joint sports activities. This is Peter Jones-Pelach, reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.